Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau. Made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep your love. I don't get enough of it. Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
And this is Chris Lambert watching The Throne. Hey, Chris, welcome in. Hey. We're rolling. You can go ahead and take it away.
Awesome.
What's up, brother?
Hey.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good nice to talk to you man. Both. Oh, man, especially after, like, seeing so much of you guys in the documentary the last couple of days, you know, knowing the names for years, getting to talk a little bit with you, Shike, and now, you know, getting to have this conversation. It's very nice.
Nice.
I finally got to watch part three last night after like part one at the Sundance premiere and part two the other day, and just y'all crushed it. Like I didn't know what to expect. You know, you're always nervous, especially like super fans, right? You kind of hope that they'll be your easy target, but then you never know if they're gonna not be, like they'll be harder to please. I just thought start to finish, just like spectacular. Like I was really impressed, very entertained, especially with how motivational parts one and part two are, and then how consequential part three was. I feel like it really covered that breadth of like aspiration and consequences of things, and getting into more than just, you know, the top level of let's follow Kanye around. But you had something to say, you had perspective, you had a point of view. It was beautiful.
After seeing your breakdown, when I saw your breakdown after we premiered at the Sundance, And I listened to the episode, watched it or whatever. And I was like, oh, I can't wait till Chris watches three. It's so different than one and two. And you didn't know anything. So I was like,
Yeah, that was the thing. Cause I read some of the reviews, right? And the reviews are just like, you know, three. Some people were just saying it's different. Some people were saying that it was uneven. And I'm going into it, not knowing what to expect. I'm just like, this is great. Like it's getting at all of the like subtext things that you wanted to get at. It's coming back around. Like the first question I had on here was Gulliver's Travels, and just the use of that material. I was like, that calls back to the Giants. And then when you brought back to the Giant in the Mirror at the end, I was just like,
See, I didn't realize that's the thing we always say, that that Jesus direct our videos, because I mean our movies and whatever, because it's like things you cannot write. These are just happened. Everything happens for a reason. There's no coincidences. So that alone just lets you know that you're on the right track when you making a film. Just for the simple fact, like when we did Kid from Coney Island, and at the end of our film, A Kid at Coney Island, which we moved with our whole team, our editors and Jay Ivey, who worked on things with us and live footage, but we moved right from there. And the world shut down, and we had time with everybody to like focus on this 330 hours of footage that we had. So that was really meant to happen. And at the end of Kid from Coney Island, for the kid just to talk about, you know, and Stephon Marbury to say, you know, you could be the president of the United States. And he say, I didn't know that. And then fast forward to our movie with Kanye running for president. Like, that's ironic within itself, you know.
I'm wearing a double layer hoodie right now and got goosebumps from that. Those dovetails. I mean, even talking about the Giant and like the picture that you have behind you right now, it just adds a little bit of mise-en-scène. Hey, could you talk a little bit about the Gulliver Travels choice? Like,
it was actually Jason. So Jason found that Harper. He threw it in there. We came in here like, I got a surprise for you. I want to show y'all something. And Jason, like, like even these editors like Max Alman and Jason, you know, we've been working with them specifically for their aesthetic and their style. And Jason is super stylized editor. And it's just no coincidence that he would pick that, because that's why, you know, we wanted to collaborate with him, is because of choices like that. And so we can't even take credit to that actual, the finding of that, like Jason totally rocked that, but he nailed the metaphor, you know what I'm saying? That's exactly what we're trying to say in a very artful way.
So what it is we let everybody do their genius, not to cut you off, Chris, but we let everybody do their genius, you know, and that's what this film is about. Like everybody has a genius in them, you know, and when you discover it, you move on it and believe in yourself and move in faith and know there's a higher power guiding you to get to where you need to go, and that goal that you would accomplish it, you would see it coming to fruition. So, you know, that's the thing, like, and that's what Jason, that we let, you know, like, yo, do y'all genius, and they were just coming back with just so many gems.
There's no egos here. So it's just like, we share, man. That's the best way to do it. There's enough for all of us to you know, there's enough for everybody to eat, man. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that was one of the things that seemed to jump out to me, is that the movie started to get into like generations and, you know, parents and children, but also mentors opening doors for the next generation coming up. And you even talking about letting people have their moments, do their job, show their genius. Yeah. I think that's one of the, like, if it's not context here, it's like the subtext of what this is getting at. Like Kanye is Kanye, right? But as you say, like, it's God's plan. There's a larger thing going on. It could be anyone. If they have the opportunity, if the door is open for them, if people stop closing things in their way, right?
Yeah, because like the whole Kanye's whole fight is the doors being closed on his face, right? Kanye, like for us, Kanye's the carrot for us, right? This project is not the definitive doc about Kanye. It's utilizing Kanye and Kuti's journey simply as a tool so that we can learn. In a world, especially during the pandemic, I saw it the most, where I saw so many people kind of stuck because it was like, they're in a position now where they can't work, but they don't really know what they want to do. You know what I mean? Or they're scared to, like, they haven't spent the time to find what their passion is or what their genius is. And then when they do find it, they're scared to move on it. You know what I mean? So it's like, this film is for those people. How can I move in my passion confidently? You know, for us, you need for us, it was God. It's God enables that, because it's a trust you have in him. And this is a confidence you have that helps you overcome any fears. It's the elimination of fear first, just to even make that first step. You know, once you have that vision and you want to walk in your purpose, you need to walk with no fear. So to us, this is something that people will look back on 20 years, and it's the blueprint. Or if you haven't, like, if somebody's struggling, look at this. Or I'm moving, but I need some more affirmation. I need some more inspiration. I need some more motivation. Look at genius. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. It really does seem like something that's going to be infinitely watchable for fans, to where they can just keep going back to it and always take some kind of sustenance from it, right? Mm-hmm. And some kind of, especially at like multiple points of their career, because you do cover so much ground, that it's going to be something where people can really look back on it when they're getting started. And then when they're in the midst of something, kind of getting some perspective, some context, it's just... Yeah. Came together so well.
Oh man, thank you so much. Yeah, it's just a testament of moving in your faith, you know, and believing. So, you know, and everyone can do this. Manifestation. You know, you can manifest things. You just have to believe and move on, and it's done. Like, it's really that simple.
I mean, you're a perfect example of it, Chris. But you're like, you know what I'm saying? Just moving is something you love and what you've created out of it. You know what I'm saying? And then the amount of people whose ear you have. And so now you've got a responsibility to them to impact and motivate them, what you're doing through your platform. You know what I mean? But like, you created this, you know what I mean? So
trying. Well, I guess for last question, if you could go back and say something to yourselves in 2002, you know, just about what you're doing, where you're going, what would you say?
I would say, keep moving. Hold on. I don't know how that happened. I would say to myself, do exactly what you're doing. Do not do nothing different. Keep going. You good.
Yeah. And I would just say to myself, like, embrace the adversities that are going to come. They're going to come. You know what I'm saying? But embrace them. Look at them as blessings. just to prepare myself. Don't change it. I wouldn't change anything that happened to me. I would just tell myself to embrace them.
They ask me, I tell them. Raise your glasses to the sky. This is the last call for alcohol.